מאוד מעט לבשימים החכמים. ולשיטי שאין ראויה, שמה שביטה מה...
חכמים פה ישרים בכל זה. חכמים הוד לך רב שמן. שחיטה שאין ראויה אז לאו שמה שחיטה. סיפרייז. חכמים הוד לך רב שמן. פשטס is we shouldn't pass like רב שמן. We should pass again in the Mishnah. מחלק רב שמן הרבנה שפס כאן. שחיטה שאין ראויה שבי שמה שחיטה. The only case where the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made a compromise in the Mishnayis in Chulin. And he's noted towards Reb Shimon's opinion is by Kisei Adam because of the two extra words, Hashe Yeochel. Hashe Yishchat Chaya Of Hashe Yeochel. So because of Hashe Yeochel, that implies it has to be a Shechita Haruya. Shechita Shein Haruya is not called a Shechita with respect to the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. But for all other intents and purposes, the Pashtus is, we should assume, like the Chacham, that Shechita Shein Haruya Shmo Shechita. So the Gemara reinterprets the Braisa that the Machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim is that Reb Meir holds the normal Shita, Shechita Shein Haruya, Shmo Shechita, that Yichai. The Chachamim Pachim is Reb Shimon. Very strange Pshat. And that fits in with all the three cases. Ganam Shan Niskol Atvacha is a Shechita Shein Haruya, because it's also Bahanoa. Ganav Atovach Lavodizore, because Tikruvus Avodizore is also Bahila Min HaTorah. Also, Bahanoa Min HaTorah, that's a Diyun and Taisus and Avodizore. Where is it? Daf Yud Beis on the base. But also Rachila, the Gemara seems to assume that the Yisra Rachila is Manatur. If the Yisra Rachila would only be Midirabban, then the gist of the sugi is that it doesn't make sense to be considered a Shechita Shein Ruya to Pata the Ganav and Pei. Because they made a Chumra Midirabban that you're not allowed to eat the Tikruvus Avedizor. If you say the Yisra to eat Tikruvus Avedizor, the Yisra Rachila is only Midirabban. So it does make sense to say that because of a Chumra Midirabban, the Ganav is off the hook and he doesn't have to pay the Dalav Hei. That's how the Gemara says when you get to Maisa Shabbos. And that's the third case is Gana V'Tavach B'Shabbos. It's Taveach HaDi Achis, so there's no issue of Kamal Abidi Rab Minei. The issue is Shechita Shein Haruya. So HaShechet B'Shabbos, the Mishnah says, in Chulan Daf Yudalet, Shechitosek Sheir. So how can this Braisa consider that a case of Shechita Shein Haruya? Gemara says it goes like Rabbi Yechanan HaSandler. Rabbi Yechanan HaSandler holds that it's also Menatur. Maisa Shabbos is also Menatur. Ay, but the Gemara has a machlokes amaroi. So there was a machlokes, the Balamor and the Rif. What is the machlokes amaroi? So the Rif understood the machlokes amaroi is should we paskan like Rabbi Yechon ben Uri or should we paskan against Rabbi Yechon ben Uri? But Rabbi Yechon ben Uri himself certainly holds that it's menater. So then the Braisa is fine. Everything reads well. The Shad is according to the Balamor, that the Balamor says the Machlokes is within Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Whether Rabbi Yechon ben Uri Shita is Hashechet b'Shabbos, what is that? A Mevashel b'Shabbos b'Mezid. Lo yeyochel loy loy v'lo l'acherem o'ilomis. Whether Rabbi Yechon and Asandlo Shita is a Knas, the Machlokes Amaroyim is, Balamor learns. Machlokes Amaroyim is whether within Rabbi Yechon and Asandlo. Whether Rabbi Yechon and Asandlo Shita is a Knas m'Derabbana, but he's more Machmir than Rabbi Yehuda, more Machman than Rabbi Meir, or no, Rabbi Yochanan Asandla holds that it's a diminator. So if you hold Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, Shita is only with the Rabbanon, then the Braisa doesn't read straight. So that's Behemoth, the simple reading of the Gemara. And the last line of the Gemara, Bishleim Adam Adiyamadar Isa, according to the Gemara, who understood Rabbi Yochanan Asandla is saying that his Shita is their Isa, Amtel Hochi Patri Rabbanon, that's why they hold that it's a Shechita Shein Haruya. Elo Lamandi Amar, the Rabbanon, but according to the other Amar, who says within Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, that the whole din hamavashal b'shabbos, even according to him, is only with the rabbanon. All the three tanaim say it's only with the rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yechon Sand. They're all three different shitas. How far the chachamim went with the penalty with the rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat it. It's a knas with the rabbanon, but nobody holds that it's their raisa. Rabbi Yechon Sand doesn't hold their raisa either. So my patri rabbanon. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Where we have the girsa, the Gemara reads straight like the Balamor, that the machlokes amaroyim is not a machlokes, but you should paskin like Rabbi Yechanan Asandlor, or like the other Tanoim. Machlokes is within Rabbi Yechanan Asandlor. That's what the Balamor says. From this Gemara, he had obviously this Giras. Amai Patr Rabban. Gemara says Ashaira. It's a funny Gemara. The Braisa gives three cases where there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. And the Gemara says, no, they only argue on two cases. They don't argue on all three. So what did the Braisa put in the third case? V'chachamim Poitrim. I mean, Rab Meir put in three cases to tell me the chiddush of Kam Levi the Rab Minei. No, but the Gemara says Shechet Ali Deyachir. That's nothing to do with Kam Levi the Rab Minei. We already got rid of that pshat. it's come like the rabbi says the shara niska doesn't fit in. So what they put in the third case for? I don't know. Chacham and Poitrim, two out of the three. Chacham only disagree with Rav Meir when the Isser Achila is deraisa. When the Isser Achila is only the Rabbanan, then they would agree that that's called the Shechita Haruyim. Okay. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Fine. So then the Gemara continues this where we left off yesterday on the third line on Ayin Aleph and Beis. For Rabbi Meir, who says that in all three cases, Yechayiv, because Ramei holds Shechita Shein Ru'uyo, Shema Shechita, the normal Shechita, Shema Shechita, the one and only exception to the rule, La'alocha, is by Kisa Hadam. Everywhere else we say Shechita, like Rabbi Meir is over here. Like Rabbi Meir is saying, Rabbi Meir holds that Shechita Shein Ru'uyo, Shema Shechita. For Rabbi Gemara, Amai Chayiv, Shechit Lavoid, Zoreh. How can you say, Bashechit Lavoid, Zoreh, that is Chayiv, Dalet, Vehei, Kiven, the Shechit, Bapurta, Asora, what's the kasha exactly? What's the din? Tikrubis avadizore is also bachila menatur. Isa hano is the question whether that's menatur the rabban. So what's the din of tikrubis avadizore? In order that it should be also, you have to do a ma'ase shchita. No, the halacha says it has to be azrika hamishtaberes. The halacha says if you take a salami and you slice it in front of the avadizore. If you take a stick and you break it, that to take a stick is not going to be asa b'achila. So then you're talking about a nisa hanoah. So that may be a derabbanan. Okay, that may only be a derabbanan. That's the shaila that Tosis discusses in Avodah Zarah, whether the nisa hanoah to prove is Avodah Zarah is deraisa of the rabbanan. But the isa achila is certainly deraisa. So let's say, in order to make that isa achila, in order to make the isa hanoah, whether it's deraisa or derabbanan, do you have to have davka amaisa shchita? No, when you break a stick, the Gemara says, she zarek makal b'faneho. If he breaks a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, then the makel does become osa because that's mishtaberes. Or if he's zorek dam, if he does a zrika sadam in front of the Avodah Zarah, so it says zrika mishtaberes. So the dam is separated into tiny particles. So the dam will become osa banu. Dam is osa bachila. Once you do the zrika in front of the Avodah Zarah and the mizbech in front of the Avodah Zarah, so then the dam becomes the tekruvis Avodah Zarah, becomes osa banu. So he didn't do a ma'isa shchita. He just has to do a ma'isa l'shem avodah zarah, and he's offering this as a tikruvis. If he's menasach yayin in front of avodah zarah, so it's not a ma'isa shchita. It doesn't have to be al pidin an act of nisachida, as long as you have something that's mishtaberes. Shiber makal b'faneho is a zrika mishtaberes. So the Gemara assumes over here that when someone shechts l'shem avodah zarah, even before he shechts, in order to be considered a valid shechita on an animal, on a behemah v'chayo, you have to shecht the kana and the veshit. You have to shecht ruba kakula of the kana and ruba kakula of the veshit. Then it's called the ma'aseh shechita. So the Gemara says, but in order to make it also b'hanoah, as long as you have some zrika mishtaber, some ma'aseh that breaks something. So when you cut first, usually cut first the kana, then the veshit is behind the kana. So when you cut first the kana, the animal already becomes also bahanoah because of tikruvis avodah zarah. Becomes also bahanoah. Maybe it's only with the rabbanon. We'll see. Maybe the isa hanoah is only with the rabbanon. Tosis is not sure. So the Gemara is asking what? That it becomes also bachila, that it becomes also bahanoah. Let's see. Freg the Gemara, but Rab Meir, amay mechayv shechet la avodah zarah. Fine, Rab Meir holds that shechita shein ruya, shmo shechita, the fact that it's also bachila doesn't diminish the shem shechita, like shechita streifa. But if he's shechting la v'rizor, kibin the shachah b'purto, asor idach yisuri hanohu, the Gemara is talking about the Yisa hanoh. The Gemara is talking about the Yisa hanoh. So Tosis wasn't sure in Avodizor whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbana. So let's see. So the Gemara is asking, once he starts to shech, he shechs the first simen. Shachah b'purto begins to shech the first simen, asora, the whole animal becomes also b'hanoh. So how can you say that it's going to be chayv dalet behei for the Gemara of the shechita when he shechts the veshet? In order to be chayv dal vehei, you have to make a shechita kshera. If you shecht and you make it into an avela, so you're not chayv dal vehei. If you shecht and it turns out to be a treifa, that's the machlokes where the shechita sheni ruya shma shechita na. But the Gemara says this is worse than shechita sheni ruya. Once it's also bahanoah, idich yisra hanoahu, v'lav demarei kotovach. What does that mean? V'lav demarei kotovach. Why is it lav demarei? It no longer belongs to the nignav. The ganav is only chayv dalav hei if he does tavach hamacha on the animal that still belongs to the nignav. Let's say if Shinui is koina, or if Yush is koina, And Yirush HaShini occurred before the Ganav does the Tavach HaMachad. Then the Gemara said before, Shalom Tavach V'Shalom Machad. Then the Ganav is not going to be Chayv Dalav V'Hei. So the Gemara says over here, once the Ganav, or once the Shoche, Tavach HaYidei Acher, the Shliach of the Ganav, whoever Shechting L'Shem Abed Azorif, he Shechts the first Simen, he starts to Shecht the first Simen. So even before he Shechts two Simonim, you don't need a Din Shechita to Asa the animal, Bahano. Amaisa. A mishtachve, let's say a person bows down, a person deifies. Not only tekruvis avod azar becomes asa bano, avod azar becomes asa bano, noye avod azar becomes asa, mishamshe avod azar becomes asa. Tekruvis is also asa. Okay. Tekruvis is also asa. So let's say avod azar becomes asa. Let's say a guy bows down to his glasses, bows down to a tape recorder. So it becomes asa bano if it belongs to him, if it belongs to someone else. Then we have a rule, ein anamosa do b'sheinu shaloi. If I bow down to someone else's tape recorder, so I didn't do a ma'aseh beguf ha'dover, so I don't answer it. But if I do a ma'aseh beguf ha'dover, then I will answer it. The ma'aseh doesn't have to be a ma'aseh shechita. So here, the Gemara says, tekruvis avod azar becomes aser, even if the tekruvis is not necessarily in the form of shechita. It doesn't have to be with hilcha shechita. So when it begins to shecht, it's already also by ma'aseh. That's enough to asa bahano. That's the top Tosis. Tosis is in disagreement with Rashi. Rashi has a strange comment here that Tosis is masigan. Rashi writes on the third, on the second line. Kozalka daitach, the Gemara thought at this point, yechon l'shchit mitchila v'yatzof, u'mitchilosa nesra mishum zivche imhesa. Rashi says, why does it become tikruvis avadizore from the haskola shchashchite? The Gemara thought here that we're going with the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara has on the next daf. And I'm based on Medallah, four lines from the bottom, is a machleg Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Ein l'shchit el-lele. B'sof, Rabbi Yechanan holds the eshen l'shchit m'tchila v'yatzof. From what moment on does it have a shem ma'aseh shchita? From the beginning of the shchita till the end, till you finish the rove of the second simen. Normally you shecht first the kana, then you shecht the veshet. So you have to shecht the rove of the kana, rove of the veshet. So it has a shem shchita from the very beginning. That's Rabbi Yechanan shita. Yesh and shchita mitchila v'yatzof. And Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish quotes from Rabbi Levi Sova. Reish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan that ain l'shchita ela l'besof. So Rashi says that the Gemara's assumption over here is because we're assuming like Rabbi Yechanan that yesh and shchita mitchila v'yatzof. So the animal becomes the krubis avid azara from the very beginning. Tosis is masig and Rashi has nothing to do with the machlek Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. What has got to do with Yesh and the Shechita? That's if the din would have been that Shechita has to aser. You need Shechita l'avodazar to aser the animal. Then you have to say, like Rashi, it's already considered as if the Shechita began from the very beginning. It doesn't have to be a Shechita. Any Maisa asers it. If you have a Zrika HaMishtaberes, if you break a Shibir Makal Bafaneha, asers the thing Bahanoa. So it's not based on Tosis. Afilam Adam Ein L'Shechita El L'Besof. Even if you all are Resh Lakish, still necessary is Bepurta Kama. From the Mashu. Purta means a little bit. From the first mashu that you start to cut. She is a tole b'maisa v'lo b'shchita. Any osa b'maisa ases. Doesn't have to be a maisa shchita. As it says in Chulin. What does it say in Chulin? Af agav, sh'om ha'mshtach v'lebem eschaber lo yasora. If I bow down to my own, if I bow down to a behema, doesn't become osa lehedyot. That's a posik, the Gemara learns that. Balachayim don't become osa lehedyot, but they become posel ha'mizbeach. That's called nevad. The Gemara learns that from Pesukim that Mukta v'nevar arosa banos. It never means if I bow down to my animal, it's a nevar, it becomes also lahakrova. It's Mutta lahedyot, Mutta bano, but it's also lahakrova agam hemisbech. What if I bow down to someone else's animal? It would have been better to give a mashal. I bow down to a shtenda, I bow down to a sefer. So mamish becomes also bano lahedyot, not just becomes posa lahemisbech. If I bow down to someone else's item, I say, Ein anamosa dobashena shaloi. My das doesn't relate to his object. If someone is cooking flesh and I pour milk in the flesh, you can't say, Ein anamosa dobashena shaloi. Taisis and Yivabmas and Daf Pei Beis asks that question. Why don't you say, Ein anamosa dobashena shaloi? That's in Yiddish folklore, they say that joke. That the Balabas came with the shiloh to the rabbi. The Yeshuvinikas were very religious, but they were big Amoraks. So they used to, once in 10 years, they would ask a Shaila. And the other 9.5 years, they knew all the answers. They didn't have to ask any Shaila. So the Shaila that they had was that they sewed up the pillow with the same needle that they sewed up the helsel. In Europe, that was a big delicacy. They would take the neck of a chicken and stuff it with the flour mixed with a lot of schmaltz, and then sew it together. In America, some people do it also. Very, very fatting. And then they would cook this. So the needle was fleshy, because they use a needle to sew. They would sew it with thread. And when you eat the helsel, you have to be careful not to swallow the thread, not to choke on the thread. So the shaila was, I think this was the shaila that he knew. This din he knew. Yeah, that you're not allowed to sleep on that pillow on the 9 days because that pillow is fleshy, because they use that needle to sew up the helsel of the chicken. So that din he knew, that's awesome. And the other din he knew was mutter, that the mishareses in the house by mistake poured a little milk into the pot of flesh. So that doesn't answer, because that's called toa sakum. So everybody knows toa sakum is mutter. The guy made a mistake. Toa sakum mutter goes if you went to a store and they made a mistake and gave you too much change. Yeah. So that din he knew for sure that's mutter. That din he knew for sure that's awesome. The other din, he came every 10 years. They used to come and ask a shayla, some silly din. Yeah. So Tosis asked that kasha nivamas on that pay base. Tosis asked, if I pour milk into your flesh that's cooking, why don't you say ein alamosa dovish ein shaloi? So Tosis says it doesn't apply. If the milk would fall in by itself, it would also become basa b'chala. If treifus falls in, it becomes treif tam kiker. You don't need dasa adam. The only time you say ein alamosa dovish ein shaloi is when you need dasa adam to aser. So my das can't relate to your property. So let's say hamishtachve le behemes chaveiro. Doesn't become also, but at least it becomes possible. Never does also lahakrova. So let's say I bow down to a pair of glasses. If the glasses belong to me, it becomes also bano. But I bow down to your glasses, it's going to be muta bano, because the machshavas of a desire that I have cannot relate to your property unless I do a maisa to the glasses, unless I do something. So that's what Tosis quotes the Gemara. Afagav shomar. It doesn't even become posel hakrova agavi amizbeach, but if also b'maisa asara, if he does a peula, then my kavana can relate to your heftze, because I did a peula, I did a maisa, so that is mitzaref my kavana, my machshava to your heftze. So that also b'maisa, the maisa doesn't have to be a maisa shchita. He talk hamishtach with the b'maschaver, it doesn't have to be a maisa shchita. A maisa kol the huasas b'ano. It has nothing to do with not like Rashi says. A difficult Rashi here. Very difficult Rashi. The Pashto says like the Tosfos says over here. So the Gemara says, Shochet Bapurta, when you start to shecht an animal, the Shema of Adizore, Asor, the whole animal becomes Isuri Hano. So the Gemara is asking, Pashto Pashat, the Gemara is asking, it becomes Asa Bahano Min HaTorah. That's the Pashup Shadi Gemara. Comes also by Noam in HaTorah. So therefore, the Ganav should not have to pay Dalad Vey. If it's only also by Noam in the Rabbanon, so the whole gist of the Gemara was, whenever something is only also in the Rabbanon, that's a Chumrim in the Rabbanon, that's not going to relieve the Ganav from paying whatever Dalad Vey is supposed to pay. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Isuri HaNoah Bavoy Dezore is their Isa. Not only the Isur HaChila is their Isa, the Isur HaNoah is also their Isa. So why does it affect the Chiyav over here? Gemara says, Idoch, when he continues to shech, I should declare it's Isuri HaNoehu, since it's also Ba'anoah, V'lav demorei kotavach. What does that mean? It's Eina Shaloi. That's what it sounds like. There's a big dispute in Rishonim. There's a Mishnah in Kiddush in the end of the second parak that says if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, with Isuri HaNoah, he has some Basa B'cholav, Orlok, Le'a, Kerem, Petach HaMor, Seya, Narza, some item that's also Ba'anoah. We don't have somebody Yisuri HaNoah around the house. Once in a long while, someone has some basa b'cholov. Okay. How often do you have Yisuri HaNoah chametz b'Pesach? So the Mishnah says if a man is mekadosh and isha with Yisuri HaNoah, so the kiddushin anatchal. So there's a big dispute in the Rishonim. Why? The Mishnah never explains why. Why the kiddushin anatchal? So there are three different explanations. So some Rishonim said because Yisuri HaNoah rein shaloi. By definition, Yisuri HaNoah can't have ownership. Other Rishonim say, no, why can't it have ownership? Yisuri HaNoah Shaloh, but it's ain't a B'shusai. But the whole idea of B'shusai means it's accessible to me. If the thing is also Manoah, so clearly I have no accessibility, because the Halacha doesn't permit me to get any benefit from it. So it's ain't a B'shusai. So whatever is ain't a B'shusai, Rabbi Yochanan says, is ain't a Yochel HaHakdish, ain't a Yochel HaHaknoi. So that's why the Chosin cannot be Makne, the item to the Kala. That's problematic, we pointed out. If that's the pshat in the Mishnah, so why didn't the Gemara? The Gemara is fishing for a Stam Mishnah How does Rabbi Yechonah know to disagree with the Tznuim? So the Gemara digs up a Mishnah, Agoyna ben Aganav is Potter, and offhand is questionable. What does it have to do with Dovah Sheinah B'Shusa? They should have quoted the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Hamikadosh B'Sura Hanor Einim Kodeshes, and one third of the Rishonim say, because it's Shaloi Ve'Einim B'Shusa, and Einim B'Shusa, it can't be Makna. So they should have said, that's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yechonah. They didn't quote that Mishnah in Kiddushin. So it sounds, sounds against those Rishonim. That's the shita that the Ktzos prefers. He likes that shita better than the others. The first shita is that Isura Hanor Reina Shaloi. You can't have ownership at all. And the Isura Hanor. And the Ktzos doesn't like that. He says, no, the Pasha Pshat is that it's Einib B'Shusa. And then the third shita is that it is in Gansan not true. Isura Hanor are Shaloi, and they are B'Shusa. The only thing is that it's not a Shavu Pruta. Because it said, in order to be Mekadosh Anisha B'Kesef, you have to give the girl a Shavu Pruta. Why is Isura Hanor not a Shavu Pruta? Because how do you determine the value of any given item? Kamahu shavalim kabashuk, bosa mokam, bosa zman. So if you were to sell it, you're not allowed to get anything for it. It's also banua, so you're not allowed to sell it. Selling is suri hanoa is an isa. That itself constitutes a violation of getting hanoa. So since you're not allowed to sell it, so that's what Rashi writes. Since you're not allowed to sell it, so it's not a shavu pruta. That's what the Mishnah Yankiv quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, commenting on that Mishnah, like the third shot, like Rashi pshat. Yerushalmi says, why if you mekadosh b'surah hanor, why is it enim kodeshes? Yerushalmi says, mashal amada v'doyme, if you have a snack store, a candy store, so they sell a bag of potato chips, very salty, so they charge a dollar. What if there was a plane crash in the desert, and they're selling, and they may have to be there for 2 weeks, and they're selling water, and they're selling potato chips. So the water is going to be worth a lot of money. Potato chips, no one is interested in buying the potato chips because it's just going to make you thirstier. There isn't enough water to go around for everybody. So the potato chips in the city are worth a lot of money. You have a lot of water, you have a lot of food, so you buy snacks. So of course, they can charge whatever they want for the potato chips. But in the desert, no one's interested in buying the potato chips. So the Yerushalmi gives that as a moshel. So because just like the potato chips are not shavei pruta at all, so if the chosin is mekadosh tekala in the desert, and the desert with the bag of potato chips is not shove pruto. What dinami, if someone is mekadosh, if the chasen is mekadosh the isha, but the sirei hanoa, it's not shove pruto. So these are the three biurim that the Rishonim give. The machloikis and hilchas pesach. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the machloikis and achreinim. How to paskin where the sirei hanoa areina shaloi, areina bishusoi. The shaila comes up. Let's say the father is not religious, and the father has chametz in the house, and his son is a religious person, and the father doesn't sell his chametz, and comes Pesach, in the middle of Pesach, the father dies. So everything that belongs to the father, all the assets, go be Yerusha to the children. So do the children have to run and destroy the chametz right away in order not to violate Bal Yerubai Matzi? But he say, no, it didn't belong to the father, so it can't go be Yerusha to the children, so it's not their problem. So the Gemara uses an expression regarding chametz b'Pesach. Shnei dvar meinim b'shusa shalad. The mason hakas ukila him b'shusa. One is bar b'shusa rabim. Bar b'shusa rabim. I dug a bar. It's not mine. And nonetheless, the Chumash says balabor yishalem. He's called the balabor b'negiatu that is chay b'tashlumin. So that's one. That it's ain't b'shusa. Really, it doesn't mean ain't b'shusa. Means ain't shaloi. But the bar b'shusa rabim means that it's ain't shaloi. Mason hakas ukila him b'shusa. The Torah declares him as the balabor. And the other example that the Gemara gives is chametz mishei shalos lemaila. Chametz starting from erev Pesach in the afternoon, after chatzos, is asa b'hanoa min haTorah, the pashtus. So what does it mean that it's ena b'shusai, and he really shouldn't violate by yirah by matz because ena b'shusai. V'asan akasu ki lehem b'shusai. The Torah declares it as if he's the bala chametz, and therefore he violates by yirah by matz. So here, for the Rishonim and Achreinim learn that it's Eina Shaloi, just like the bar b'shusa rabim is Eina Shaloi, literally Eina Shaloi. So the chametz on Pesach is also Eina Shaloi. And if it's Eina Shaloi, then you can't violate because also banua, whatever is also banua is Eina Shaloi. So if it's Eina Shaloi, so you can't violate by matzah because the din is leiro lecha, shalchoi atarayah, only if it belongs to you. If the chametz doesn't belong to me, I don't violate by matzah. So that's the chiddush, asan hakasu ki lahem b'shusa. The Torah declares that it's considered as if I'm the Bala Chametz B'negiyah to Bal Yerubai by Matz. And the other Rishonim say, no, that's not true. The other Rishonim Achraim say, it's not true. The Chametz, Isuri Hanor or Robi Shalom. It's just that it's Eina B'shusa. And in order to violate Bal Yerubai by Matz, you need not only that it should be Shali U'B'shusi. That's how the Ramban HaChumash writes. And Taisus holds like that also in Pesachim. You need that it should be Shaliyu Bishusi. So Chametz, when it's Asabano, Zaina Bishusai, because it's Isuri Ano. So by definition, you should never be able to violate by Rabbi Matzeh, Basan Akasu, Kilo Hein Bishusai. And if you say like the second shot, then you understand why the Gemara says Zaina Bishusai. Why does the Gemara say Shnei Dvar Meina Bishusai, Basan Akasu, Kilo Hein Bishusai? We should have said Shnei Dvar Meina Shalom, Basan Akasu, Kilo Hein Shalom. So the answer is, you're right, when you get to Bar Bishusai Rabim, it's Eina Shalom, Basan Akasu, Kilo Hein Shalom. But when you get to the second case, he says Shnei Dvarim. The Braisa, the Tan and the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel quotes two cases. So the second case is Chometz B'Pesach, Chometz B'Shei Shos Alamayla. So that's not really Eina Shaloi, according to this second shot, that's really Shalo V'Eina B'Shusai. And in order to violate by your Rabbi Matzah, you have to have that the Chometz should be Shaloi B'Shusai, Basan HaKosu Kilei B'Shusai. So what's an Afkamina? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achreinu, L'chor that Afkamina should be, whether it goes B'Rusha or not. If the thing is Eina Shali, if it's Eina Shali, V'Eina B'Shusai, the only thing is I violate by your Rabbi Matzah, just for the Isser of Bal Yirah, so the Chayrah, that shouldn't go B'Yerusha. Only goes B'Yerusha if it belongs to me and Dini Mamanis. But if it's Shali, Ve'ena B'Shusi, it is Shali. So then it should go B'Yerusha. So my children should have to run. When the non-religious man dies on Pesach, his children should have to rush quickly and destroy the Chametz because they get it B'Yerusha and they don't want to, they shouldn't, they're not interested in violating Bal Yirah by Matzah. So they should run to this. To destroy the Chometz.
Wait, how does Rashi understand that Gemara?
I don't know. That's a big question. If you learn the third pshat, like the Yerushalmi, that it's just that it's not Shavu Pruta. So what does the Gemara say? Chometz is Eino, Eino B'Shusa Shaladam. So that's what the Achreinim on the Yashiv Rashi, they say, Rashi has to admit that there is a type of Yisuri HaNoah where it's either Eino Shaloi or Eino B'Shusa. Rashi is talking on the Mishnah, Orlok, Loyak Kerem, Basa B'Cholov, Seyo Nozer, Petach Hamor, all kinds of Yisuri Hano. But when it comes to Chometz, the Pesach, where there's an Yisur to possess it, there's an Yisur Bal Yirah by Matzah. So Rashi has to agree also that that's worse. That's either Eina B'Shusa or Eina Shaloi. Rashi has to be Moed over there. That's how the Achrayinim suggest, to be Miyashiv Rashi. Otherwise the Rashi doesn't make sense. Rashi just says the Chisor and the Yerushalmi, says the Yerushalmi says. That the chisaron, why you can't be mekadosh with the siri hanoah, because it's not shavu pruta. It's not shavu pruta, so that's a reason why you don't violate by yirah by matzah. Does it fit into the lashon of shnei dvar meinim b'shusai? Something is not shavu pruta, you can still have ownership on it. It can be shaloi b'shusai. So that's what they say. Rashi has to admit that by if you have avodah zarah, that there's an isa l'kaima, there's an isa to keep it in your ownership and your possession, or if you have chometz b'pesach. It's an Issa Bal Yirah by Matzah. You're not allowed to maintain it in your ownership, in your possession. So there Rashi would agree that it's either Eina Shaloi, Eina B'Shusa, whatever the other two pshat themselves. There's a Sefer by the Nesibis on Hilchos Pesach that's called Mekor Chaim. So there's a commentary on the side of the Mekor Chaim by one of the later Goyim that's called the Mogen Ho'elof. So the Mogen Ho'elof points this out. So this Gemara, how do you read the Gemara here? The Gemara says when you start to shech the animal, it becomes the kruvis avodah zarah. Michi shochet bapurto lav davke shochat. Also b'maisa, it doesn't have to be up the hilcha shchita. Also b'maisa purto asor, it becomes the kruvis avodah zarah. So it becomes also b'hanoah min ha-toyro. If it's only also b'hanoah min ha-rabbanon, so how does that pata from David Vey? So Gemara asks the kasha when he continues to shech. Is the Suri Hanohu Valab de Mare Kotova? What do you mean he makes it Eina B'Shusai? The Gneva was already Eina B'Shusai from the time that he stole it. The simple reading in the Gemara, Valab de Mare Kotova, makes it into Eina Shaloi. Makes it Eina Shaloi. That's the Pashup Shah. One could say that it's only Eina Shaloi by Avodah Zarah V'Kayetzev is there, by Avodah Zarah, Chometz B'Pesach, where there's an Issa L'Kaima, it's an Issa to have it. Layid bak biyotcha ma'umah min acherim is a pasuk. You're not allowed to have avodah zarah in your possession. So you can say, you're not allowed to have tekruvis, this is tekruvis, not allowed to have tekruvis avodah zarah in your possession. So you could say that it's different over here. Maybe it's only Eina Shaloi by tekruvis avodah zarah because it's also lakaima. Maybe if you would have basa b'cholov, you're not allowed to keep in your possession, that's midirabbana, mishim lechashin and letakola. We're afraid if you leave the basa b'cholov around the house, you may, by mistake, eat it, or you may sell it to someone and get an off from it. So you should dispose of it as soon as possible. or let's say Orla, Klei Kerem, or whatever Yisur HaNoah you have, the Gemara said, Mishum Chashash Takovi, you should never leave any non-kosher food around the house. Unless it's clearly labeled as non-kosher food and you plan to give it to the goy, you plan to feed it to the animals or something. Otherwise, there's a Chashash Takovi. Yeah, but the Gemara over here is trying to say, that once it becomes Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, so it becomes right away, that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. So therefore, since it's no longer under the ownership of the Nignav, so there shouldn't be a chiyuv to pay dalav day. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So to this, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav, b'ayim big ma'asvicha hu oivdo. Avodah Zarah becomes asur b'hanoah immediately, that's if in the very beginning when he starts to fiddle with the knife, he intends this should already be an act of Avodah Zarah. What if he's shechting the whole thing, the shame shechitas chulin, shechitas hedyot, and then he only has intention the shame Avodah Zarah on the last mashu, on the last bit that he cuts. That only becomes the kruvus from the last moment on. So that's what Rav is miyashiv. It's a doichik answer. Rav is miyashiv that a shechit l'Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that he had in mind the shame Avodah Zarah from the beginning to the end. From the beginning, he had in mind the shame shechitas chulin. The last mashu, he has in mind the shame shechita l'Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav b'Omer, the shliach of the ganav is tavech al de'acher. The shliach of the ganav says he has in mind b'gemar zvicha hu oivda. He's only worshiping Avodah Zarah at the very end of the shechita. The whole beginning of the shechita, he had in mind the shame chulin, and the last mashu, he has in mind the shame Avodah Zarah. So it only becomes asamano from the end on. What does the Gemara ask? So you can't even say what I said before. I suggested before maybe Avodah Zarah is machama because zasa lakaimo. Sharaniskal does no isa lakaimo. Sharaniskal is a regular isiri hanoah like any other isiri hanoah. It's a mitzvah to do the skila. But it's not an Easter, it's just an Easter midirabbanim, shimcha shash michsho. And nonetheless, the Gemara asked the Kasha, that the Braisa had three cases, and Rameya holds that Yechayev. So Frek, the Gemara, how can you be Chayev for shechting? How can you be Chayev dalahay? For shechting a Shoah Niskal? It was already also Bahanoah before you even started to shecht it. So since it's also Bahanoah, so it's already Lav de Marei Kotovach. It already doesn't belong to the Nignav. Why doesn't it belong to the Nignav? Is it Zeinu Shaloi? That's the Poshe Pshat, and it's not restricted only to that kind of Isuri HaNoah like Chomitz and Avodah Zarah. Even Shoah Niskal. So what do the other Rishonim do with this Gemara? It's a Pella. So Rava gives a whole convoluted answer over here. It's not a straight answer. Rava stands on his head to give a whole answer, 20 lines in the Gemara, all complicated answer. Oh my Rava, Hachma Askinan. And Ukim Tepshat, the Bryce is talking about a special case, Kigon. Shemisara Lushaimer, before the Shor was her. How does the Shor become a Shor on this call? Bezna makes a Gemar Din Lamisa. How does the Bezna make a Gemar Din for what good the mice and Taivim? What did the Shor do already? So the Gemara said the Shor was Hizik. Hizik? A Shor Shehizik can make a Gemar Din Lamisa? That's not true. Not Hizik. It means the Shor Haragasa Adam, a Shor Shaharagasa Adam, even the first time, the Bezna makes a Gemar Din Lamisa. In order that the Bala Shor should pay koifer, you have to have the Shor should kill for the fourth time. In order for the Bala Shor to pay Shloshim Shaleved, if the Shor kills an Evaknani, you have to have that the Shor should kill the fourth time. But in order to be Chayv Skila, to make a Gemara Din L'Skila, Gemara says even the Pasuk Zen L'Chumish, even the first time on. So Gemara is talking, Kigon Hoch Maskin and Kigon, Rabbi says in Ukim Tepshat, the Bryce is talking about a situation, Shemesoro L'Shoimer, the owner of the Shor gave the Shor to the Shoimer. A year ago, a long time ago. The Hizik Beves Hashem does mean Hizik. It's a euphemism. Hizik means Hargas Adam. Fuhuad Beves Hashemer. What do you mean, Huad? Has to become a Sharam Huad? No. You don't need it to become a Sharam Huad unless you want to pay Kaifer or to pay Shloshim Shalev. Huad just means the Adam testified. Huad. Usually Huad means it became a Sharam Huad. And over here, Huad is Labdavke Huad. It didn't become a Sharam Huad. The witnesses testified. Does the din is kemisa abano kach misa shor? The bezin can't make a gemar din on a person, on a Jewish person, without two edim. On a nochri, the gemara says in Sanhedrin that a ben derech is narek beid echad v'dayin echad. Eid echad is enough. But for Yisrael, you have to have dafke shnei edim k'sherim. So the same is true regarding Shor HaNiskal, because the Gemara, the first Mishnah writes in Sanhedrin, can misa abal and kach misa shor. So you need two kosher eidim. So huad b'meis Hashem, it does mean they made him into a shor amuad. Four times killing, it just means huad, they testified against the shor. V'nigma dina b'meis Hashem, they made a gemar din, the bez made a gemar din l'skila on the shor. So the, once they make a gemar din l'skila, so the shor becomes asmano. Rameir Savala Krabyankiv Svir like Rab Shim. Savala Krabyankiv the Omar Apin Shinig Madina Hekzir Shamila Bailov Mukhzar. What's that din? We had the din. Was al Khamit, we had it ready before. Was al Khamit but over all of our Peso, I'm Aloy Haresh Allah Lifanecha. Where do we have that din? Huh? Samachvov. The last line on Samach Vogel, and I'll going over to my base. Gozal Chametz and Mishnah later. No machlokes. Gozal Chametz over the Pesach. Hamelahim Shalach Lefanecha. That's by a ganef. And why can he say Harei Shalach Lefanecha? So the Gemara explained in Hanizok and in Gittin. If one would have adopted the position that Hezek Sheni Nika Shmei Hezek, then Gozal Chametz over all of our Pesach is considered a chepet shehuza. Then he wouldn't be able to say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. But because the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, later on Tzarek Vav, the Stam Mishnah holds that Hezek Sheini Nika is Lav Shmei Hezek, so it's not called a Chefet Shehuzak, so that's what he's able to say. I bet the Rabban Hezek Sheini Nika is Chayv, no, not that Hezek Sheini Nika is Shmei Hezek. Give him the Rabban Lav Shmei Hezek. There's a din, Hametame Vahamadame Vahamanasach is Chayv the Rabban. Shaloi Hekalacha Becha, Hoch Hametame Tarosim Shachavir. But it's not that the Rabban we treated as a hezek sheni nika shmei hezek, it's not considered a chayfet shehuza. So that's why the ganef is able to return the chayfets. Goes al chametz v'aval v'apesach, even though it's a hezek sheni nika, it's also no emaloi hareish aloch lefanecha. Because the din is that the gazlan has either a chayf to give a heishav sagzela to return the bien, to restore the bien. If he restores the bien, he has no chayf tashlum, and even though the bien is worthless, it's not even worth less than a shavu pruta. It's also ba'no. In the event that it becomes over, that he's unable to do Ashavas Abiyah, and then he has to pay money. So that's the din by a Gazlan. Everybody's masking. What's the din by a Shomer? Shomer is Mukhayif to watch. Let's say the Shomer was Pasheya. I give you Chometz that you should watch it, and Erev Pesach he's supposed to sell a Chometz. You're not supposed to just sit there like an idiot and let Chometz approach. And you're the Shomer. You're the Shomer, so he's supposed to watch. Shem Achinim is not mukhiv to go out of his way that much. Shem Asocha is salary to watch. He's mukhiv even to do more than the Shem Achinim to watch. But to sell a chametz, that's not so difficult. Even a Shem Achinim should sell a chametz. So what happened over here? Let's say I have I gave a shor over to a shomer. The shomer is supposed to watch it. So the shomer didn't watch. Whatever the shomer did watch. The shor killed the person. So it's the shomer's responsibility. The shor killed the person. So it's the shomer's responsibility to watch that I get back my shor. So he should really shecht it and sell the flesh. So instead of that, he lets the bezin. He shouldn't let the bezin grab the shor. He should go quickly and shecht the animal before the gemar din. If he wait till after the gemar din, then it's asabah no. So the shomer should have really gone quickly and shechted the shor. Or he should have given me back my shor and said, hey, you better do something, the bezin's out to get your shor. You better do something about it. Instead, the shomer doesn't do anything. He lets the bezin take the shor. He lets him give a haggadah seidus. He lets them make a gemar din. So the shomer perhaps was posheya. So the shomer will have to pay. So if the bezin will give skila to the shor, the shomer was posheya over here. He should have done something to prevent the bezin. He should have shechted the shor. To see to it that the bezin is not going to make a gemar din, so he didn't do anything. So he should be held responsible to pay. Yeah, but the pikkudin is still bien. So here he's going to give back, just like the ganef isn't mechuyif to pay unless he can't do veheshev v'sagzeilo. So too, Rabbi Yankif claims that the shomer is only mechuyif to pay if he was posheya and he can't return the bien. If the shomer was posheya, because of his pshia, the pikkudin is no longer with us. He was posheya and someone stole the ring, the diamond ring. He was posheya and somebody stole the sefer. He was posheya and somebody took the animal and they shechted it and they ate it, and there is no more animal there. But if he was posheya, nothing happened yet. He was posheya and the chayfetz is still bien. So something did happen. Bezin made a gemar din that it's also b'hano. And Bezin sends me a letter. when you have, normally the din is Yadu Edim Tia Baba Rishayna. Normally the din is that the Edim who testified that a person was Mechal Shabbos, or that a person was Avoal Eish Yisish, or Avid Avid Azara, and he's Chayv Misa, so normally the din is Yadu Edim Tia Baba Rishayna, they have to kill him. With a few exceptions to the rule. So one of the exceptions to the rule is, one exception to the rule is the Ratzeach, that the din is that the Goel Adam is supposed to kill him. That's a person of Chumash. Goel Adam has, rather than say Yadu Edim Tia Baba Rishayna, the Goel Adam has the first crack at killing him. If the Goel Adam doesn't step forward, then everybody else will kill him. Another exception to the rule is by Mesis, that it says, Yodcha Tia Baba Rishon. It's a mitzvah Yad HaNisos that he should kill him. And the third exception to the rule is Shara Niska, that the Gemara says later on Tzadik HaMebeis, that there is no mitzvah Yad HaEdim, that they should kill the Shara Niska. It's a mitzvah on a Bala Shor, that he should kill the Shara Niska. So the Shaima was Pasheya, he lets the Shor go kill someone. And then he lets the shore roam around and he allows the bezin to grab the shore. He should have done something. He should have called up the mafkid and told them, your shore just killed. We better do something fast before the bezin is going to grab it. He doesn't do anything. So the shayma was pasheya over here. So pasheya, he's going to have to be held responsible to pay. Yeah, but pay is only if he can't return the biyet. So Rabbi Yaakov has an einfall. Let him give back the shore. That's nigma dina lemiso. And the only time the shayma has to pay is when he's unable to return the BN. When he's able to return the BN, just like by the Ganef, whenever he's able to return the BN, so he doesn't have to pay. The other Tanoim disagree with Rabbi Yankov. What kind of a hashvah? A shomer was poshay over here. The shor is no longer worth anything. It's nigmadina lemisa. Nigmadina is the fault of the shomer. He shouldn't have let the shor, shouldn't have allowed the bezin to grab the shor, make a gmardin. He should have shechted the shor before the bezin comes to chase after it. So even though the shore is still intact, the other Tanoim disagree with Rabbi Yankov, and they hold Echziro Shoyim LeBeis Bailov Eina Muchsa. But the Gemara is saying over here, the Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yankov. Rabbi Meir holds like this Tana. Af Mishinig B'din Echziro Shoyim. Not only by a Ganav can you say Harei Shalach Lefanecha, even though it's Chametz Shavah L'Av Pesach, even though the thing is Osabano, it's worthless. The same is true by Shoyim as well. Echziro Shoyim LeBeis Bailov is Muchsa. And he doesn't have to pay, even though he was poshea. And then chiddush number two, Rabbi Meir holds v'savalo k'Reb Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yankov v'chzir Hashem l'beis b'alav muchsa. Number two holds like Reb Shimon that davar gam l'mam k'mam adam. What does that mean? The Mishnah has l'kamonda find out. If somebody was magdish a korban, so we say that and someone is magdish a korban, and someone else steals that korban, so he doesn't pay kefal dalad day. Because the animal, the pasuk says, "Shalom shneim dereyehu dereyehu prat lahegdish." You don't pay kefal to hegdish, and once there's no kefal, so in the meila there's no dalad behei. Dalad behei amarachmana v'la beis v'gimel. Since you're not, the pasuk says, "Shalom shneim dereyehu." There's a p'tur. You don't pay kefal to hegdish. You don't pay anything. So comes Reb Shimon and he says an einfal. You don't pay. That's only if it's kachim she'enachay b'achriyusam. What if it's kachim she'chay b'achriyusam? What if by the disappearance of this carbon, the Ganav stole the carbon from me? And I said, Hare Alai. And I said, Hare Alai, Oilo, Hare Alai Shlomo. Or I was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogin after Bing Achatos. Then I designate this, Hare Zeh L'Nidri Asay, Hare Zeh L'Chatosi, Hare Zeh L'Pischi, whatever. So if a Ganav is going to steal it, I'm Chai B'Achrayis, I'm going to have to be Makrish another carbon and be Makrish another one instead. So Reb Shimon comes up with a chiddush that davar hagorim lemamin kemamin domi. Although normally we say that the karbanos are not considered shaloi of the bala karban, we say it's mamin gavaya, it's not mamin bailim. But if it's a davar hagorim lemamin, if he's chai b'achri yuso, the Reb Shimon holds that it's considered as if the bala karban, as far as the kapar is concerned, as far as the nether, that he's chai b'achri yuso, it's as if the bala karban is considered the bala. So if somebody steals a korban for which I'm chai b'achri yusoy, Reb Shimon would say that, and then the ganef is tavach amocha, Reb Shimon would say the ganef has to pay me kefal dalav hei. Doesn't pay kefal dalav hei to hegdish, because that's the pasuk, the shalom shalom l'reyeh v'lo l'hegdish. But it's considered as if I'm the bailim. So the Gemara has this fantastic pshat. The Gemara says that the third case in the braisa of Shara Niskal can't be talking about a case, a plain case of a shor aniskal, and the ganef steals the shor aniskal, and he shechts it. So the ganef is going to be chayiv kefal dalav v'hei. How can that be? Sharan. The Sharan Niskal is not a Shavu Pruta. Sharan Niskal is Asmano, it's not a Shavu Pruta. The Gemara doesn't word it like that.
This is Lav Demare.
Lav Demare Katava.
What are we answering? It is Demare. Because he can turn your time. So just changing our minds.
No.
But how do you say original?
No, no, the Gemara thought originally Sharan Niskal, I have a Shor, and it was Nigbadina Lemisa, and then Agana steals it from me, and then he shechts it. So the Gemara says, how can that be? That's worse than a Shechita Sheni Ruya. It's not a Shavu Pruta, and it's not Shali, and it's not Bishusi, whatever, so he shouldn't be chayv anything. I'm just pointing out, when the Gemara thought originally, Lav Demare Katavach, so we said that's problematic. Lav Demare, you're implying that even by Sharan Niskal, which is not like Chametz and Avodah Zarah, it's still called Ein Shaloi. Wow. There are many Rishonim who would disagree with that. So Gemara could have asked a different kasha. They could have said Sharan Niskal, Sira Norahu, Ein Shavu Pruta. Yeah, but that's not what it says. Gemara didn't say it's not Shavu Pruta. You don't pay Kefal Dal Vahev, it's Pachas Ben Shavu Pruta. The animal that you're stealing has to be a Shavu Pruta. You don't pay Karen if it's Pachas Ben Shavu Pruta. The Torah never imposes a Chiyuv, unless in Shavu Pruta. But the, as it says in Agamara, the way we have the reading in Agamara, it says, Lav Demare Katoa. It doesn't say the way I worded the Kasha, that it's not Shavu Pruta. So to this, the Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, you're not talking about a normal case, that I happen to have a Sharan Niskal around the house and a Gana stole it, and it's Tovach. No, in such a case, there's nothing to pay. Lav Demare Katoa. When he's shechting, it doesn't belong any longer to the Nignav. Once it's also Banu, the Gemara says, Ein Shaloi. So Rava gives a whole fantastic shot.
How
could you say Arishon? It's Arishon. It's Arishon. Mm-hmm.
Since
the
words have
a charot, I mean, if you learn literally Enish Aloy, Lav Demare Katovach Enish Aloy, how can the Shemesh say Arishon Loch Lefanech? If it's no longer his, it's a murderous kasha. Yeah.
Same kasha.
What do you mean the Gemara is having, huh?
Same kasha we had on Samach Vav, no?
On Samach Vav? I forgot it's already. What was on Samach Vav? Yeah, here the Gemara is assuming that the Sharan Niskal is also Banom in Atera. Yeah. If it would have been only also Banom in the Rabbanon, that wouldn't part to the Gana. So the Gemara is asking, it's also Banom in Atera. The Gemara words it, Lav Demare Kotova. So how does Rabbi answer? So let's see, what did Rabbi answer again? Hachmaskinon, the Mapkid gave the Shor to a Shemer to watch when it was Muta Banom. And then the Shor was Hizik. Hizik doesn't mean Hizik, it means Harakas Adam. Hua does mean it became a mu'ad, it just means that they testified against it. But igmadina bebeis ha-shemer. And after the gmardina becomes asa bahano, after the gmardina becomes asa bahano, that's the pashup shat in the gmar. It becomes asa bahano right away after the gmardina. That's also a machlekes, the rabbi, in the tamino de rishoni, where the shoranisko becomes asa bahano, mechayim, or only lachas kilo. So the simple reading of the gemara is that it's asa bahano right away. The simple reading of all the gemaras is like that. That it's asa banor right away. It's a big doichek to say that it doesn't become asa banor mechayim. Simple reading of all the Gemara says that it's asa banor immediately. So the Gemara says, no, a holdu kimta pshat, Rabbi gives. He says, no, the Brice is talking about the special case. The Shema was pasheya, he allowed the shor. Shema was pasheya, he was negligent, he lets the shor kill. And then he's pasheya, a second time around, he lets the bezdin grab the shor. It's his. Mistama, it's his responsibility as a religious Jew to see to it that the shor gets skila. That's the Gemara in the first daf in Shiloh HaKan. The Gemara says, V'yartara mikirbecha, that if there's a shor, shaharga sa'adam, there it happens to be talking about a bird, shaharga sa'adam, Shiloh HaKan. If there's an animal, shaharga sa'adam, and there's a mitzvah to give it skila, so the Gemara says, V'yartara mikirbecha, it's everybody's obligation to see to it that we bring this shor, or this chayviyof, to the Bezdin, that they should give skila. Yeah, so that's the Shomer as an Orthodox Jew, as a Jew, has an obligation to bring the shor to Bezdin to see whether they get skila. But he made a deal with the Mafkid. He has an obligation, Beiron Machavero, to see to it that the shor should not become Asa Bahano. So true, as a religious Jew, he has to surrender it to the Bezdin to let them make the Gemardin. But still, since he made a contract, he made a deal with the mafkid, so it's Benoru Machaves, it's his responsibility to see to it that it does not become, at the same time they're responsible, Benoru Lamokum, the Yataramika Becha, to see to it that the shore does get skila, is Mechuyah Benoru Machaves to see to it that it doesn't get skila. So then he's Poshea, he does his religious duty, and he doesn't do his duty Benoru Lachavera. I think the Gemara earlier says like that. Amem hey. The Gemara says, "Ein gar medina shel shor ela befanoch." So the Gemara says the pshia was not so much that the shor was hargas adam. The pshia was that the shomer allowed the bezin to take the shor to make a gmar din. That's the Gemara mem hey. If you only can make a gmar din shaloi bifnei hashor, machlekes hatanayim. There's a pasuk adam de lefnei ha'idol ha'mishpat in Parshas Maaseh. So the pasuk says adam de lefnei ha'idol ha'mishpat. He can only make a gmar din on a human being b'fana. He can't make a gmar din shaloi b'fana. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanayim where the gmar din shal shor shaloi b'fana v'anat. So if you hold gmar din shal shor shaloi b'fana. So the shomer was not poshe anything. They could have made the gemar din without the shor being there. But if the din is ein gomer din shel shor ela b'fanav, so then the gemara says it constitutes a pshia on the part of the shomer that he allowed the bezin to grab the shor, even though he's mechuyev to me. Tam the pasuk of v'yata rami kevbech. That's the gemara, the first daf in the last perek on chulin. V'yata rami kevbech. Anyone who sees the shor on this called roaming around in the street is obligated to catch it and bring it into the bezin, to give over the criminal to the bezin. But the shomer at the same time has a religious duty to give the shomer over to the bezin. He has a haschayves meron machavera to see to it that it doesn't happen. Okay, Rashi quotes the pasuk. Aram de lefnei la mishpat bamid ba lamid hei. That's a mem hei amid alam. So that's by a human being. Ein gom medina shalad de mele b'fana. The shayla is, does that make sense by the shor? Should you require ein gom medina shal shor el b'fanav? The shor is a lot bar das. Even if it's going to be b'fanav, it's like shalad b'fanav. So what's the difference? So that's a machlekes hatanai. So the Gemara says that's the pshi over here. If the din would have been gom medina shal shor shalay b'fanav, then the Gemara says the shomer wasn't poshea. But if you hold ein gom medina shal shor el b'fanav, then the Gemara says it's a pshi on the part of the shomer. He should have hid the shore. That's how the Gemara says, Amem Heim and Al. He should have hid the shore. He shouldn't have allowed the bezin to grab hold of it. That was his obligation, Midal Machaveir. So again, so how does Rava say the Ukim Tabshan? It's not talking, I have a shore on this call, and so I kind of stole it, Nishech. No. If I have a shore on this call, I kind of stole it, it's not Shavaputo. It's not Shali, the Gemara says, it's not Shavaputo. The Ganav would not pay a penny. We're talking, I gave my shore to a Shomer. And the shor was harga sa'odam. Then the shomer was poshei. He allows the bezin to grab hold of the shor. They can make a gmar din lifnei hashor. So the shomer shepasha, even a shamachinam, is chayv amshir. Shomer shepasha has to pay. But comes Rabbi Yankif and says a chiddush that not only is there a din by a gazlan, I'm a lahere shalach ulfanecha, by a hezek shenanika, even by a shomer also. If it's a hezek shenanika, he can say harei shalach ulfanecha. Let's say, Hivkid etzlo chametz. You're my shomer, you're watching, I give over my whole business. I have a crack of business, I have a chametz business. And you're a religious person, you know that if you're going to leave all the chametz, it's going to become masmana. And you're negligent, you didn't sell the chametz before Pesach. So you're mamish posheya. But then you have all of the chametz that became masmana. So you give me, you come to my home, and you drive up after Pesach, and you deliver all the chametz, and say, harei shalach lefanech. So Rabbi Yankiv says that it's okay. Rabbi Yankiv says, not only is there a din by a ganav, he can say a reish alach l'fanach, that's the Mishnah. He says, even by Shem, he can also say. And the other Tanoim apparently disagree. They say, no, a Shemir is chayiv and Shia. This is called Poshea. The Shemir was Poshea, and now it's worthless. Now the Pikotin is worthless. So the Gemara says, we're going here with the Shita of Rabbi Yankiv, they calls man. That the shor and niskal is still bien, the shomer can be machzer it to the bailim, and he won't have to pay a penny, a big chiddush. So the chachamim poichim, the chachamim hold like Rabbi Yankiv, and they hold like Rabbi Shimon, the davar gam lamamin. Again, Rav Meir holds, Rav Meir Mechayiv. Rav Meir says Chayiv, why? Because Rav Meir holds Davar Agram Lamamin Ke Mamin Dami. Rav Meir holds like Rav Shimon. That even though the Shor Haniskal is also Banor, but since if he would give it back to the Mafkid, he would be able to say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. So therefore, it's a Davar, when a Gana steals it from the Beis HaShemer, that's called a Davar Agram Lamamin Ke Mamin Dami. Let's say if you have in the original case a davar gram lamamin. The original case, let's say someone takes a neder harei alai shlamim harei alai ola, then he designates a carbon as an animal as a shlamim harei alai ola. So he's chay be'achri yuso. Let's say he was mechal shabbos, or so he did some aver. So he's chay be'nashim anachatos. Then he designates harei ze lechatos harei ze le'ashomi. And then later on, Agana steals it. So the Ganav has to pay. According to Reb Shimon, the Ganav has to pay Karen V'Kefa. Why? Because it's not Shalom, because it's Mama Gavaya. It's not Shalom. But Reb Shimon holds a Dabra Gam Lamamin, Kim Mamin Dami. So if a Ganav will steal it and shecht it, so the Ganav will have to pay Dalit Vehei. That's the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says the Ganav will have to pay Dalit Vehei. Why? Because since the Shomer, if the Ganav wouldn't have stolen it, the Shomer would have been able to since if the Ganav wouldn't have stolen it, this is Dava Hagorim Lamamin. So this is considered Kimamin Dami. This is considered as if he's a Bailamana. So the Gemara says over here as well. Same thing? Gemara says over here as well. But Beis HaShomer, since if the Shomer would still have it, he'd be able to restore it to give it back to the Mafkid. And say, this is your, this is the pikadon that you gave me. Harei shalach lefanecha. So therefore it's considered davar hagram lamamin. So what are you asking? How can you say harei shalach lefanecha if it no longer belongs to him? If you take the Gemara literally, shor haniskal, the Gemara is shor haniskal, isira hanonin olav demarei kotovach. The Gemara sounds like they're asking it's ainu shaloi. Yeah. If the Gemara would have said it's not shor haput, it would have been better. It is shalom. But just that it's not shalakuta. So then the Gemara says, Dabar gam lamamin ke mamin dami. But the way the Gemara worded it, you have a good kasha. The way the Gemara worded it, it sounds like Yisuri Hano, even a Sharaniskal is Ainu Shaloi. Even a Yisuri Hano, that's not Chometz and it's not Avodah Zarah, it's also Ainu Shaloi. Most of the Rishonim would not agree to that. So what do they do with this Gemara? Unless they had a different girsa. Lav de mare kotovach, or lav de kotovach. So they crossed out the lav de kotovach. Okay. Rav Shlomo Levilna crossed out the lav de kotovach. Maybe you should cross out lav de mare kotovach also. Maybe you should say something else. Yisira hanoa ninu. Ve'enu shavu pruta. Maybe you should say something else. I don't know. Maybe the other Rishonim had a different gear. So we gotta look in the Gduke Soifim, whether they have another gear. So look in Tosis Rid. He likes to cross out 10 lines in a row in the Gemara. When there's a Gemara that doesn't read straight, so I'll cross out 10 lines. Got to take a look. I don't know. So the Gemara gives this, Rabbi gives a whole fantastic interpretation. That Rav Meir is taught, Rav Meir goes like Rav Yankiv, Erzir Hashem Beis Bail of Muchzar, that the din of Harei Shalach Lefanecha is not only by a Ganav, even by a Shomer. Even though you can dingzach, you can say the Shomer was Poshea. And it's worthless now. So how can he say Harei Shalach Lefanecha? That's exactly what a Shomer Shepasha is, right? So Rabbi Yankim says, no, it's the same as the Ganav. And number two, he holds a Dara Gam Lamamin, Rabbi Meir holds Dara Gam Lamam Kamamin Domi. So therefore, we consider this Shara Niskal, the Beis HaShomer, as if the Shomer is the Bailam on the Shara Niskal. Rabbi Meir holds that the one who steals that Shara Niskal has to pay Kefa Dalad Vehei to the Shomer. Davar Gam Lamam Kamamin Dami Disnan. A fantastic shot. Amar Rav Kana, Amrita the Shmaita Kamei the Rav Zvid Min Ado. He said over this whole discussion to one of the other Chachamim. So he argued with him, Mi Matzis Mukhm Sansis and Kirab Meir, Veloi Kirab Shimon. What's the Kasha? Originally, the Gemara had a kasha. Gan b'tavach b'yom ha-kippurim. is chayiv dalad v'hei, because we don't hold like Rav Nechudi Ben Akona. Nechudi Ben Akona ha'eses yom kippurim ki Shabbos, that kareis patas from mamma. So we don't hold from that. Greg the Gemara, but one who does malach on yom kippur, we paskan la loch is chayiv malchus. We don't accept the opinion of the Tan and the end of Malchus, that all chayiv creases can't be chayiv malchus. We paskan all the chayiv creases who violated the law, if they gave masra, there are chayiv malchus. The Gemara asked the kasha, neidik tol aleko, there's no kumbla with the rabbinei of misa patering from mammon, because there's no misa of chilul yom kippur, but malchus meyweika, the kumbla and dena loike mishalem. So the Gemara says the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. The Gemara answers the whole Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. Frek the Gemara kasha, umi matzis, that was the original word that the Gemara said. Taisus quotes from Ksufis that Rabbah has a different shot. It's chaybe malchus shogigim. And that's why you don't say come levi de rabbine. Chayvi misa shogigim, you say come levi de rabbine because of Tan Bechiska. Chayvi malka shogigim, you don't apply Tan Bechiska. That's the machlok Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi gives that answer in accordance with Rabbi Yechanan. But our Gemara doesn't mention that answer. That is talking, he did the malacha b'shoigim. Our Gemara says somebody did the malacha on Yom Kippur b'meizid. And you still don't say come levi de rabbine. So Gemara says the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. That loike mishalim. Then Gemara said, how can it be? But Rav Meir seems to hold even meisa mishalim. Gemara says, no, tevel chay de yachim. And the Gemara diverts the whole shot, a whole different shot. So the Gemara now asks Takasha, how can you interpret the Mishnah? That the whole Mishnah only goes like Rav Meir. That what? That you don't say, kom lebi de Rav Minei by Malkus and Mammon. The Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. Loike mishalim. But it says in the end, Rav Shimon poite b'shnei elu. The only two cases where Rav Shimon disagrees is Asher Chavinim Tzistreif, Asher Chavchulim Ba'azorah. Rav Shimon pate because Shechita Shein Ruya. And all the other preceding cases in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, Rav Shimon would agree that Yechayev. So it sounds from the Mishnah that Rav Shimon agrees that Ganav Atavach B'yom HaKippurim is Chayev. So Rav Shimon doesn't hold like Rav Meir. By Loike and Mishalim, Rav Meir stands alone. Nobody agrees with Rav Meir on that score. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Rav Kana, Amita Lishmai Bikamei, the Rav Meir. I said over this taich that he gave in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, Loike and Mishalim. So Rav Zvid asked me, how can you say that? Mi Matzis Mukmas Masnisink Rav Meir only. Or like Rav Shimon, from the last line in the Mishnah, it says Rav Shimon Paita Bishnei Eila. He only patters the last two cases because. Because shechita shein ruya lav shma shechita michlal, the inference is that kula masnis and moida, the rest of the dinim in the Mishnah Reb Shimon would subscribe to. So it sounds like Reb Shimon is mechayev by gan v'tovach b'yom haKippurim. You mean that Reb Shimon holds loy from Mishal? So the real answer is what Tosis quoted from Rabba from Eilan Iris, that it goes b'shogeg chayvi malki es shogegim. You don't apply tam de bechiski chayvi misu shogegim. You do apply tam de bechiski. That's the real answer. That's how we pass in there in the Gemara in Ksubas. But the Gemara Bayaz didn't quote that. So the only answer they came up with over here was the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. That Loike Misham says, how can you say the whole Mishnah goes like Rav Meir? The last line says Rav Shimon disagrees only Bishnei Eila, Mechlada Bekula Masnis and Moida. So he answers back. So Rav Kana responds to Rav Zvid, Loi, your dick is not correct. Mechlada Moida, Betovacha Machal, Rafua Leklav. Rav Shimon is only moida that Yechayv in the two cases mentioned immediately before the two cases that he disagrees. He disagrees by Shechel Menim Tzistrei for Shechel Chulam Azora, because that's a Shechita Sheini Ruuya. And the two previous cases he did a Shechita Ruuya, Gana V'Tavach L'Rafua or L'Klovim. He did a Shechita Ruuya. The only thing is that he doesn't plan to eat it. He's using the flesh for Rafua or L'Klovim, who didn't really need a Shechita. But the Maisa did a good Shechita. So that's what the Mishnah says. Rav Shimon would admit there that that is called the Shechita Haruya. Even though his intention is that he does not plan to feed it to a Jewish person. He's going to be use it l'refuah, or he's going to use it l'klovim. But still, bottom line, since he did the Shechita Ksheira, so then it'll be Chayv Dalvehei. But you can't make a diuk that Rav Shimon agrees to anything else mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. Maybe the early parts in the Mishnah are only Aliba the Rebbe. That's what the Gemara says. Tosis feels that the answer is so obvious, they don't even understand how the Gemara had a Havamina. Tosis writes, Tzaskosh, and the Madiuk is there. What was the Havamina in the first place? A tiny little Tosis. They don't even see what the Havamina was in the Gemara. That they should think that just because it says Rav Shimon Paita Bishnei Eile implies that he agrees on all of the 10 lines that precede the last line of the Mishnah. He only agrees. That's all. That's not called the shechita sheni bruya. Shech minim tetref yishach chulam azar. That's the machlekes satarayim. And gana v'tovach lerufu al klavim. That's not a machlekes satarayim. But it doesn't necessarily imply that Reb Shimon agrees to anything else before. So it doesn't even see what the habminim was. No. The habmin is not there. Habmin is not there. Okay. What was the Gemara's kasha here on the third line again? Third line from the top. The Reb Meir. Craig the Gemara. Fine, Reb Meir holds. That shchita sheni ru'uya. Shmo shchita. Shchita sheni ru'uya. Shmo shchita. Says, Yechayim, Dalet Vehe. It's not, no issue of Kamlai B'di Rabbinei. The Gemara backs out from the Kamlai B'di Rabbinei. It's talking, Tavechai De'acher. It's not at all an issue of Kamlai B'di Rabbinei. And the whole issue is one of shechita sheni ruya. So the Gemara asks, how can you consider that ganav tovach la'avad zara is called the shechita sheni ruya? So the way we have the kasha in the Gemara, they asked a little kasha in Hilchas Geneva. For Reb Meir, amay mechayv shechet la'avad zara, kiven the shach ba'pur ta'asar irach yisuri hanoa lab demarei katovach. It's only a local kasha on dalet v'hei. How can you say that it's chayv dalet v'hei? In order to be chayv dalet v'hei, you have to have Tvicha, you have to shech the whole thing. If he tries to shech, then he makes an avela, then it's not chayiv daladeh. He has to do a maisa shechitas. The Gemara's kasha was, when he starts to do the shechita, the first mashahu, mishochet papurta, the first mashahu is enough to aser b'hano, so once it's aser b'hano, so it's lav demarei katorach. The Gemara sounds like isuri hanoa not shalom. That's what it sounds like. At least isuri hanoa v'abodizor. That's what it sounds like. At least the Suri Hanov, the Krubis Abadizare, is not Shalom. So Tosis asks, why did the Gemara only ask, it's not Shalom, Lab Demore Kotorach, so you shouldn't be Chayv Dalad Hey? Should have asked a better kasha. From the Gemara in Chulin Daf Mem, it would appear that if you shecht an animal which is somehow ready also Bahano, so it's not considered a shechita, period. It's considered as if there had been no shechita. Agmar says, there is a shechita, but lav demarei kotovach. The ganef only pays dalet behev, tovach hamachar, if he's mapsed the nignav more by doing the tvicha mechira. The nignav didn't want to have tvicha mechira. He wanted to have a live animal to use on the farm, to do work. So the ganef sold it, or the ganef shechts it, so he's mapsed the nignav further. When he stole it, he was mafsid the nignam, so he has to pay carry kefal. When he stole the chamacha, he continues to be mafsid the nignam, so he slapped on another knas that you have to pay dalavim. So to that, the Gemara asked Akasha, lav the marei kotova. But once he shochet bapurta becomes asabano, so it no longer belongs to the nignam, so you're not being mafsid him when you complete the shechita. That's how the Gemara worded the kasha. So Tay says they could have asked a more fundamental kasha. That it's not even called the ma'aser shechita at all. It should be considered mechatech ba'ofer bi'alma. Shechita is only if you're cutting the neck of a live animal. What if I have an animal died a natural death, and then I'm going to shecht it after it is already dead? So that's not called a shechita. Shechita has to be while the animal is alive and you kill the animal. That was the Nazis before they killed all the Jews. So they passed laws to give the Jews a hard time. The first they passed the law that the religious Jews always shecht twice as many animals as they eat, because the whole achuraim of the animal they don't eat, because they don't we're not menaka the chalev. So half of the animal we don't eat. So the Jews always shech twice as many animals, and you sell half the animal to the goy. So first the Nazis said that shechita is an inhumane form of killing the animals. Now that the inhumane, you have to have rachmanus rachma b'kama, so you have to treat the animals nicely. So they said the Jews, we were going to let them keep their religion, but they shouldn't kill twice as many animals as they're going to eat. They should only kill as many animals as they eat. Whatever the percentage of the Orthodox Jews in the population, that's the number of animals that they're allowed to eat. That's the number of animals that they're allowed to eat. So they had to be mekel then to do nikur to pick out all of the chaylev and to eat the achoram, to eat the parts of the animal that for centuries Jews never ate. There are more rites that for years. The meaning was that we didn't eat those parts of the animal because we're not bikiyim in Nikar. So there was a big shasat chak, so they had no choice. So then the Nazis were gunning out further to give the Jews a hard time. So then they said that you have to stun all the animals. you had to put them all under, what do you call it, anesthesia. You have to stun all the animals before you shech them, so the animal won't feel the pain. So that's a shaila. If you stun the animal before you shecht it, so maybe the shechita is not really killing the animal. You can't really tell. When you shecht an animal, so the animal starts to jump around after you finish the shechita. So the Mishnah says the chulin that that's a similar dove, and it starts kicking back and forth, kicking its hind legs. So then you know that you killed it. But if the animal is stunned, it doesn't move. Doesn't move before, doesn't move after. It stops jumping around. So you don't know whether the shechita really killed the animal or not. So that's what the Gemara in Chulin has such a lashon. If you have an animal that became osa b'hanor before you finish the shechita, so the Gemara uses a lashon mechatech ba'ofer bi'almahu. That's not even called the ma'isa shechita. It's only called the ma'isa shechita if the animal is alive and the shechita kills it. And the Gemara adds on, then it has to be a mutar b'hanor dik animal. If the animal is osa b'hanor, it's considered as if it's mechatech ba'ofer bi'almahu. Why in the world should it be like that? So Tosfos says, no, it can't be, it doesn't make any sense. You have to reinterpret the Gemara Chulin. It doesn't make any sense. What's the context there? The Gemara Chulin has a braisa. And daf men, Hashechet, the Gemara has a hechet timtza. Hashechet chatos b'shabes b'chutz la'b'rizora b'shegek chayiv sholosh chatos. Hechet timtza, a guy does one ma'isa shchita, and he's chayiv many chatos. That's like there's a mishnah at the end of Makkos. Yesh chorish telem echot, a person plows a little piece of a farm and he gets 8 times malchus. So the Gemara has mishnayis and brises. A person, there's a mishnah increases like that. A person swallows 1 kazayis of food and his chayiv epis 6 chatos and 1 oshom. So the Gemara says it's chaylev and it's a chatos and it's a this and it's Yom Kippur and it's a the other thing and it's Shabbos and he carried it in the street. A whole case that by swallowing the 1 kazayis, he violated the 6 averis. So this is a braisa. A fellow violates b'shegig 3 averis. Each one of them has kares. In order to be chayav chatos, you have to violate an aver b'shegig, which if he would have done it b'meizid, it would have been kares. So one is mechal shab, this is chayav kares b'meizid. One is ovid avid azar, is mechayav kares b'meizid. And shchut echutz is chayav kares b'meizid. So he has a behemas kotchim. He shechts it b'chutz on Shabbos, l'avid azar. And all b'shegig. He's Jewish, but he didn't realize that our religion doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah. He didn't realize that Shabbos, he never heard of Shabbos, never heard of Avodah Zarah, and he never heard of Shechut Echutz. Everything else he knows. Just a bit of Machaver, whatever. He never heard of these three. So the Gemara said, the Bryce says, Chayv Shalosh Chatois. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how can it be Chayv Shalosh Chatois? Ashchut Echutz, lo lechayv. And Shechet b'Shabbos, Yechayv, if you shoot an animal to death, Yechayv, Netilus Neshama, you don't have to be Shechet. The Lashon of the Mishnah is HaShechet. But it's Labdavke Shechet. If I choke the animal to death, it's also Netilus Neshama. It's also Chayv. So that's not a problem. The only Shaila is, if you kill an animal on Shabbos, if you shoot it, then it's also Bachilus, isn't that Mekalkel? Why isn't that Mekalkel? On Melechah Shabbos, the Gemara says, you're only Chayv if you're Mesakeh. If you do a Melech in an oifen of Kilkel, then you're not Chayv. So the Gemara says it doesn't have to be such a major kilkel, as long as you have a. It doesn't have to be such a major tikkun, as long as you have a miktsas tikkun a koldehu. So the Gemara says that's enough. So the Gemara says here you moitzi the animal midei evim and achai leben noyach. when you shech this animal avodah zara, no Jew in the world is allowed to eat it. It's also b'achil, also b'ano, but a non-Jew is permitted to eat it. So when you a live animal may not be eaten even by a non-Jew because they've been achai. Once you shech the animal, the Shabbos lava the zara b'chutz, so it's going to be osah b'hanor, but still it'll be mutar l'b'nei noach. So moitzi the animal mideiv menachai de b'noach is enough of a tikkun to be considered misakin b'Shabbos. And nochemal, so hashechet b'Shabbos b'shoigeg is chai b'chatos, and then it happens to be a chatos b'chutz. It's a korban shchut echutz. Doesn't have to be necessarily a chatos b'chutz. It could be an oil or oshem, any carbon, any shchut chutz, any carbon that yishech chutz lazar. The pasuk says that yichayv kares b'meizid, and the mishnah says ashechet v'amala. The end of maseches vachim. It says if you do shchut chutz b'shogeg, yichayv chatos. That's mishnayis. Because if you would have done shchut chutz amala b'chutz b'meizid, you would have yichayv kares. That's in parshas achrei mois. Right after the avodas yom kippurim, you have the din of shchut shechet b'chutz amala b'chutz, one after the other. And then, if he shecht la b'dizare b'meizid yichayv kareis plus misa, but yichayv kareis. If he shecht la b'dizare b'shogeg yichayv chatos. So he does it all in one shot. He shechts one animal, happens to be that it's Shabbos, happens to be that it's a Shchut Echutz, and happens to be shechting Labad Zara, and all three he violated the Shogeg. So it's Chayv three Chatois. Chayv three Chatois. So the Gemara is that Kash Chulan Daf Mem, a Shchut Echutz lo lechayv. Shchut Echutz, you only chayv if you do a Shchita from the beginning to the end. If you make an Avela, then you're not chayv. If I shoot a Korban Machutz, then you're not chayv. Only if you do a proper shechita. So the Gemara is that kasha, ashchut echutz loy lachayv. You should only be chayv two chatois, one for the chilul Shabbos, and one for the shechit labud zor b'shogeg. But on the ashchut echutz, it shouldn't be chayv. Why? Because mechatech be'ofer hu. Why? The asara b'shechita purta labud zor. When you started to do the shechita, the ascholas hashechita, the shem labud zor, just like our Gemara says, mechishah kivin the shochah b'purta asara, and he starts the shecht labud zor. The first mashu who already makes it osabano. So the Gemara says that the whole animal is already osabano. So it's not called the shechita. Chatur b'ofer, it's not called the shechita. So Tosis asks on our Gemara, why did our Gemara say that lav de moreko tovach? That's only a reason to pater him from David vehei. The Gemara should have said a bigger kasha. Since it's osabano, mechatur b'ofer b'yalmahu, it's not called shechita at all. It's not called the shechita. Not only that it's called the shechita, but it's lav de morika toch, no longer belongs to the nigna. Should have said it's not even called the shechita. So Tosis says, no, there is no such gemara. When the gemara says, mechatech ba'ofer bi'almo, v'yashlam d'has namelai parachem, should the boy roi the pesach almoy. The gemara then, chulan daf mem, didn't mean to say that if you shecht an animal that's also ba'ano, it's not called the shechita. It's not true. It is called the shechita. Let's say, irani dachas. Every Nidachas, they have a city in Eretz where the majority of the Jews are living in the city, worship David. So the Bez Nagadol makes a Gemara Din that all the people get Sayif instead of getting Skila, and all the animals, Vaharakto Lefi Chorev, you have to kill all the animals also with Sayif, and you have to burn down all the houses, burn down all the property. So the Gemara has a Suffolk. What's the Din if you Shecht a Shor Shal Ir Nidachas? Is the Shechita Mitai Midei Nevela? What's the Suffolk? Once the Bezin makes a Gemar Din on the Holy Rani Dachas, everything is also Bano. The Gemar says, the Holy Rani Dachas, that Pasuk is the marker for the Din that Avodah Zarah is also Bano. Because we treat the Rani Dachas as a Dover Shel Avodah Zarah. So the Avodah Zarah itself is certainly a Dover Shel Avodah Zarah. So after the Bezin makes the Gemar Din, everything in the Rani Dachas is also Bano. So the Gemar has a suffix, what if you shech the Behemoth Rani Dachas, it's going to be also Bachil, also Bano. Mo has a suffix on the last daf in Sanhedrin. The Sugi Rini Dachas, the last two dafim, the last three blot in Sanhedrin. So Mo has a suffix whether the Shechita is chal to be Matar Medei Nevela. What's the suffix? It's not the suffix because it's also Bano Mechater Ba'afa B'Yamahu. No, that's not the suffix. So Mo has a suffix is since it says a Chumash Lefi Charev, so however you're going to kill it, maybe it's treated as if he did Lefi Charev. Or maybe no, he did a Shechita, so it's Matar Medei Nevela. A different suffix. Why did the Gemara say that since it's also ba'ano, mechat rebofa b'yamahu? So the answer is there is no such klal. When the Gemara said in Chulan Daf Men, mechat once the behema is also ba'ano, mechat rebofa b'yamahu, it doesn't mean that. The Gemara meant to say, how can you be chayim ha'shchut techutz? The animal is not roi lova al pesach al moed. The only time there's an isa koris for one who shechts an animal b'chutz, it says in Parshat Zachari Meis, but pesach al moed lo hevio. It's a korban, and he was supposed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And he shechted a chutz la'zara. So then you chayv kore. So the Mishnah you say in Perek HaShechet V'Amale that there's a condition. The only time you chayv kore is b'mezin, the only time you chayv chat is b'shegik for violating shchut echutz is only if the animal, the korban, is roi lovel pesach almoy. If it's a kosher korban, if it's a pasul korban anyway, it's not roi lahakrove. Then the pasuk says, "Oh, Pesach Hamad La'aviyah." Then the whole din of Shchut Echutz doesn't apply. So that was the Gemara's kasha there in Chulan Daf Men. Yishlam v'dahas nami la parcham mishum deboy roy love al Pesach Hamad. Kevin and Nesra b'shchita purta. Since it becomes the krubis of the zara, so lochaz la Pesach Hamad. You won't be out to the mitzvah if you makriv it in the azara. So the mele, since it's not kosher la'akrava because it's the krubis of the zara, since it won't be kosher la'akrava. So that was the Gemara's kasha. How can you be chayv hashchut echutz? But the Gemara never meant to say that an animal that's also ba'ano can't be nitfas and shchita. Why can't it be nitfas and shchita? There is no such thing. There is no such klal. So that's why here the Gemara said, Kivin the Shach Bapur Ta'asara, Lav the Mare Katovach. And there the Gemara said, Kivin the Shach Bapur Ta'asara, so it's not right love of Pesach Hamon. But there is no such klal. We misunderstood the Gemara. There is no such klal that an animal that's Asa Ba'anoah doesn't lend itself to Shechita. Is that just not true? It does lend itself to Shechita. Let's say if he shecht the Shara Niskal. If he shecht the Shara Niskal after Gemara Din. So after Gemara Din, the Gemara says it becomes Asa Ba'anoah right away. Nikma Din Asa Ba'anoah. If he shecht it, the Gemara says it'll still be Asa Ba'anoah. But will it be Matar Medein Avela? The Pashta says it is Matar Medein Avela. It is Matar Medein Avela. That's why it's problematic. Why did the Gemara have a suffix only by Yoni Dachas? Whether the shechita of behemah simin idachas is valid to be matam de nevela. But Shara Niskal never raised the suffix. If you take a shor shenigma dino leniso, Shara Niskal, and you shecht it, the pashta says that the shechita is chal to be matam de nevela. The only thing is that it'll still be osa ba'ano, but it will be matam de nevela. So why all of a sudden did they have a suffix on the last daf of Sanhedrin? Shochet behemas irin idachas, whether it's matam de nevela. So akasha, the Rashash works on akasha. So Taisis Bikitsa, Taisis Yeshlaima, that we misread the Gemara in Chulan Daf Mem. The Gemara never said that. It doesn't make any sense. An animal that's also about no, why should it not be Nitfas and Shechita? There's no reason in the world it should not be Nitfas and Shechita. Okay. Then Taisis goes into another dissertation. Taisis goes into a whole discussion. The Gemara in Chulan, when discussing the Machlokes, Rab Shimon and the Chachamim there by Kisi Adam and by Yosef and Esbeno, but the Shechita Shein Ru Yashmo Shechita or not, that's the original discussion is in Chulin. And this is the same as over there. If you shecht an animal, Shochat V'nim Tzistrefa, so it's a Machlek of Rab Shimon and Rabbana, whether Shechita Shein Ru Yashmo Shechita or not. So the Gemara there in Chulin, when they're discussing the Machlek of Rab Shimon and the Chachamim by Kisi Adam and by Yosef and Esbeno, so the Gemara says, well, what do you say? Should you say Shechita Shein Ru Yashmo Shechita or Lav Shmo Shechita? So the Gemara says, on the one hand, we have a pasuk by Yosef, when the brothers came down to Egypt, and he's going to serve them a meat meal, so he tells the man who's memuna al habayis, "Tvoyach tevach v'hachein." Make sure you do a good shechita, because these guys are religious Jews, they came from Eretz Yisrael. "Tvoyach tevach v'hachein." Pralahem beis hashechita. So the Gemara understands that "Tvoyach tevach v'hachein" means a shechita haruya, not the treifa, not a nevela, not a treifa. So the Gemara says, you see that the word tovoach has the connotation of shechita k'sher. So the Gemara says, by both Osev Yezbeno and Kise Adam, that verb tovach does not appear. The verb that appears there, isha sheishchat, what is that? V'chiso, v'shof chazdam v'chiso b'ofer. So there it says, isha sheyitcha, asher yotzut seit chay v'yof, v'machana asher yishchat, v'chutz l'machana, v'shof chazdam v'chiso b'ofer. So the verb that the Chumash uses is shochat. Then it says, the verb that's used is shochat, not tovach. So Reb Shimon says over there, if it would have said the verb, not Reb Shimon, the Chachamim say over there, what did Reb Shimon hold? Shechita Sheinivuya is lav shma shechita. And the Rabban hold Shechita Sheinivuya is shma shechita. So the Rabbanan say, if it would have said the verb tovach, in connection with Dalit, in connection with Kisi Adam, or in connection with Osir Yezbeno, they would have learned that from Yosef with the brothers. He says, the word litvach, the verb tovoach, has the connotation of a shechitik shere. So then they would have agreed with Reb Shimon that the dinim of Osir Yezbeno and the dinim of Kisi Adam only apply if it's a shechita haruya. But that verb tovach is not used. The verb that's used is shochad. So the verb shochat does not have the same connotation of tovach. Sure. That's their distinction. So Tosfos says gevalt. So the Rabbanan would agree whenever the verb tovach is used that it has to be a shechita haruya. So here it says a tvach or mecharo. Here by Dal Vehe doesn't say shochat. The verb that the Chumash uses is tovach. So the Rabbanan should also agree with Reb Shimon that shechita sheni ruya is lav shmo shechita, because he should learn out from Yosef and the brothers. So our Gemara doesn't quote that. That's what the Gemara Chulin says. So Tais says, what's going on? According to the Gemara Chulin, you have to cross out the whole sugya over here. You have to cross out the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's a machlekes Reb Shimon the Rabbanan by Dalet Vehei. The Al-Vahed, the verb that's used is Tavach. So the Gemara Chulin says whenever you would have used the word, the verb Tavach, the Chachamim would have agreed with Reb Shimon that it has to be a Shechita Haruya. So what does the Gemara, how can the Gemara say that? What do you do with our Mishnah? So Taisus gives some murderous kasha. Our Mishnah contradicts the Sugin Chul. So Taisus is Matche, the Gemara Chulin never meant that, Ahina here. Okay. So Taisus introduces additional Svaris. Taisus starts in Midrash HaTarnei de Rashi's plan. He darshan like this, he darshan like that, should have said like this, should have done like, okay, good. Then the next, it's an interesting test. One of the svaras that Taisus introduces is an interesting idea. If you have a toss-up, if you're trying to learn a pirush hamilas of a word, where the shechita, it says a tvacha o mechorot, parshas mishpatim, eila mishpatim shetasim lefneyem, it says v'eila ha-mishpatim, has a vav. V'eila ha-mishpatim, says Rashi, says vav ma'isif alin yarishan, lo pasal osar rishonis. This is all that Baruch Shalom gave at Aseres Adibis at Har Sinai, that's in Yisrael, and then it says v'eila ha-mishpatim, this is a hemshach of the Aseres Adibis, all from Yisrael on is lacha matan Torah. Everything is lacha matan Torah. Maybe the end of Kisisa, maybe Kodim matan Torah about the Karbonis there. The Karbonis at Matan Torah, maybe it was before Maimon HaSinai, after Maimon HaSinai. That's the question, when that happened. When was the Geiris at the end of Kisava, at the end of Kisisa? Whether the Geiris was before Maimon HaSinai or after Maimon HaSinai? Machlek is HaTanoim, that the Ramban quotes on Chumash. But all the other, the normal Dinam and Chumash, everything is Lachmat Torah. But Tvach Tevach V'Hachayim, that's a story that the Torah gives with Yosef and the brother. That's Kodim Matan Torah. So Tosis postulates a klal. If you have a shayla, how to understand the verb utvacho o mechoro, or v'shofech hazdama v'chisol ba'ofo, os v'edus v'anol lois hishchatu b'yaymecho. You can either learn out the pirush amilus of the verb from another pasuk that's lacham atan Torah. The pasuk says that a nivlas behema is metame b'mago o b'masa. Unless you did a shechita, then it's not metame b'mago b'masa. So even if it did a shechita and the animal turns out to be a treifa, the shechita is metar medein avela. In fact, there's even an opinion. Rashi's opinion is that when you shecht, I know in advance the animal is a treifa. Let's say I have an animal, I know in advance it's a treifa, and I'm going to shecht it a good shechita, but I won't be allowed to eat it. It'll be a shechita for the purpose of being metar medein avela. So Rashi's opinion is that you recite a bracha. We in your day, we paskin against that rush. We paskin. You only say bracha if you think it's going to be kshera. And if you have a, usually you go basa roiv. Sometimes after you shecht, you find out that you fell and you made a mistake, the roiv was wrong, that it was a trefa. Usually you go basa roiv. If before you shecht, you have a latest asafik, you have some grounds to suspect, then maybe this animal is a trefa. So then there are more rights in the beginning of your day, simen you test. That you should shecht without a bracha, and then quickly check to see if the animal is a check. Sometimes you can't check till after you do the shechita. You have to check inside. So then if you see, soon after the shechita, you see that the animal is a ksherah, then you can say the bracha, lachar asiyosam. And that's a whole machlekes, a long shach. Is that acceptable? The Rambam holds it's a bracha levatol. The Rambam holds you can never say a bracha lachar asiyosam. The Rambam paskins like there is a ruah, that in this rare instance, we allow you to say the bracha, because he couldn't have said the bracha before, because we're mesupik, we had a raglaim ladava, we had a latest al safik, maybe the animal is going to be a treif. So the Gemara there in Chulin is discussing, we have one pasuk that speaks about shechitas treif as metar medein avela, and that has the status of shechita. You have other pasuk by Yosef that the word of tvoach tevach v'hochein is used in the context of shechita kshera. So what about dalet v'hei, and what about Osev is Beno, and what about Kisei Adam? So it's a machleg Zabshim and the Rabbanon, should you compare to this or that? So unlike the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara said, rather than learn Shechita from Tviche, we should learn Shechita from Shechita. The word is closer. So then over here it says, Tvocho Mechara, so you should learn Tviche from Tviche. So the Rabbanon should agree that Shechita Shein Ruhi is not Mechayib Dalet Vehei over here. So Taisus says, the Gemara in Chulin should have, doesn't say this, but the Gemara should have said the following lashon. It's better to learn out the pasuk that Tvach Tevach V'Hochein is Yosef is speaking. It's not the Rabban Shalom speaking. But the Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, write this down in the Chumash. So when the Chumash quotes Paro or Avram Avinu or Eliezer Eved Avram, it's not necessarily quoting verbatim. When the Chumash quotes Bilam HaRosha, the Nevuas Abilo. It's not necessarily quoting verbatim. A lot of times the Chumash is paraphrasing. Let's say we learn out halachas from the Nevuas Abilo. V'dam chalolim yishteh. We learn out that dam, shanashama yotzebo, dam from a human being, shanashama yotzebo is metame, like one of the Zayin Mashkin. See, what do you mean? Bilam gives a nevuah and it becomes tur. The answer is, whatever Bilam said doesn't matter. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, write it down like this. So it's probably a paraphrase of what Bilam said, because the Rebbeinu Shalom dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu, write it down like that. So we have the right to learn our dinim from that pasuk. So here's a shaila. The Chumash is quoting what Yosef HaTzadik said. Yosef is not the Rebbeinu Shalom. So what you're going to learn out from Yosef, because he said that the word tvicha has the connotation of shchita ksher. That's Kodem Atan Torah. That's a boss of Adam talking. So true, Reb Shimon says it doesn't matter because the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, write down this nusach. Yosef probably spoke in Egyptian. He didn't speak Hebrew b'chla. It didn't say that Lashon at all. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, write down the Chumash, put in the words into Yosef's mouth that he said at Tvach Tevav HaHachim. But Yosef never said that. So Reb Shimon holds he can learn out from that, because the Rebbeinu Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter, right like that, and the same verb in the Chumash in all places has to have the same connotation. So Tosfos says that Chachamim and Reb Shimon disagree. They say it's better if you have a toss up whether you're going to learn from something Kodem Atan Torah, a boss of Adam talking. It's not the Rebbeinu Shalom talking, but to learn out from something that's a halacha, Lacha Matan Torah. It's better to learn from Lacha Matan Torah. From Lachas Sinai, then to learn out from Kodem Sinai. So Tosfos claims that that's the real answer. Even though the Gemara Chulin doesn't say that, Gemara Chulin says Tvicha versus Shchita. So then it should come out by Dalet Dei, there shouldn't be a Machlekes. Even the Chachamim should agree with Reb Shimon. So Tosfos says Behechreyach, that what the Gemara said in Chulin is half of the story. That's only half of the explanation that's sufficient to explain the two Mishnahs there in Chulin. But in order to explain this Mishnah, you have to add on another svar, even though the Gemara never said it. And the true svar is that it's preferable to learn from Lacha Matan Torah than to learn from Kodem Matan Torah. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says no, you learn from Kodem Matan Torah. Then the next Tosfos is a famous Tosfos. Right. Sovar like Reb Shimon.
The word Shchita from the word Vizabata?
Yes.
Not from Torah?
Yeah.
Zvicha, not zvicha.
Okay.
So that in fact has a move.
Zabachta kashet zvisich, you have to shech properly, yeah. Kashet zvisich. Yeah.
So that's that one. That three words now. Shchita, zvicha, zvicha.
Okay.
Is that in fact are move?
I don't think so. That for sure, everybody agrees that it has to be a shechita haruya. V'zabachta kasheh tzivisicha, in order to be allowed to eat it, it can't be a trefa. It's a trefa, you're not allowed to eat it. So that, in the context of that pasuk, for sure it means shechita haruya. Shechita shen haruya is not going to be v'yachalta. It's not going to be v'zabachta v'yachalta.
It's the same word, zera, terra,
it's
the same word, zayin,
because I haven't changed. Uh-huh. So also, it means shechita kshera. Okay. Okay. That for sure means shchita kshem, yeah. So the next taisa is Sava Lo, Kireb Shimon. That's a cheerful topic. We already once raised this issue. We'll have to review it again. Okay, so Belina for tomorrow. I like to do this taisa. It's an easy taisa. Sava Lo, Kireb Shimon. Then on the next day, this is a famous taisa. We already started this taisa. Say ten lo chayvat alika lo. What exactly are they fighting about? Okay. Good. Tomorrow's a regular day. Okay. No open school.